بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the dawlat of Iman, and practically every speaker or every bayan starts from this, that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Him that He has blessed us something that is more valuable than wealth, property, riches, luxury or comfort. He has blessed us with Iman. Question may arise that why we start on this note here? Why do we start mentioning Iman first? Why do we start glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us and blessing us with Iman? Manana Rum in his Masnavi explains this. And he states very clearly that around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were his uncles, there were his relatives, there were his kith and kin, there were strangers around him. But Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, he was blessed with Iman, and his uncle Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, they were not blessed with Iman. Although one of the Rum says, although they saw the blessed face, the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they were not fortunate enough to become Muslims, they were not fortunate to uphold Tawheed, they were not fortunate to have Iman. They saw the repository of Wahi. They saw Quran Kareem coming to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing mu'jizat, karamat, making miracles. But still Iman did not enter their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want them to become Muslims and did not want them to enter Jannah. But you and I are sitting 1410 years away from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are blessed with Iman. But why not start the bayan? Why not start everything by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us Iman? And most of us, because Iman has reached us, we have been born in Muslim families, Iman has reached us without struggle, without sacrifice, without our sweat, without our blood being spilled, nothing. Iman just came to us, that is why we do not appreciate the value and significance of Iman. We have taken it for granted that we are owners of Jannah. In this age of spiritual retrogression and degradation, various methods are sought and look forward to that how we can spiritually reform and become better Muslims. Every person is looking for some method. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi has stated that if a person sincerely wants to reform himself, if a person sincerely and truly wants to gain the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person sincerely wants to spiritually reform and become a better person, a better Muslim, a better human being, then there are four methods. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has stated, there are four methods. And he can adopt and he can accept one of those methods, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him spiritual elevation, will grant him spiritual goodness in this world and felicity in the akhirah. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi states, one is that a person must attach himself, must link himself to a sheikh, to a spiritual mentor, to an alim of deen, to the ulama-e-haq, and be in his company, sit in his company, benefit from that sheikh, become a good disciple. And here I am categorically stating that a sheikh must be one who is not looking towards the world. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, someone posed a question to him, that how do you differentiate between a true sheikh, a good spiritual mentor, and a bogus one, a pseudo one, false one? Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali stated that a true sheikh, a good spiritual mentor, he is not looking at the disciple's wealth or property, he is not looking at the disciple's pocket, he is not looking at the disciple's financial standing, but he is looking at the akhirah. He's got his attention focused on the akhirah. Such a person, if a Muslim attaches himself to an alim of deen, an alim of haq, and keeps on referring his questions, his problems, his difficulties, his ailments, his spiritual ailments, to an alim, to a mawlana, then inshallah he will be guided correctly and he can set his pattern of life in the right direction. Just as we have medical problems, we have spiritual problems. But this we have not taken into cognizance. That just as we have got medical problems, physical problems, we have got spiritual problems. That is why we do not make any effort to reform ourselves. But when we recognize a spiritual problem as a spiritual problem, then we will go towards correcting it, rectification. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi goes on to state that let us say that he cannot find a spiritual mentor, he cannot find an alim who will correct him, then what he must do? Then he says he can adopt another method. The other method is that he must look for a friend, or he must look for a group of friends who will admonish him if he does anything wrong. And these days, quickly speaking, that we have got basically three types of friends. Those dastakhani, the one who is prepared to be a friend as long as you spread the tablecloth. As long as the tablecloth is laden with food, as long as you have got wealth, as long as you are happy and sitting in luxury, then the person is close to you. He'll befriend you because of the wealth. He'll befriend you because of the property. He'll befriend you because of the food that you are offering. And no sooner that you are in difficulty or financial problem, then he goes away. Don't look for such a friend. Or don't befriend for that reason, in fact. Don't befriend a person for personal, monetary, financial motivation. The second type of friend is the zabani friend. They say, I'm with you all the time. Any problem, I'm with you. Any difficulty, I'm with you. Any time you can phone me, I'm with you. Any aid you want, I'm with you. Try me, phone me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm with you. He is with you as like his words. As soon as you got some problem and you phone him and you try to contact him, he's not available, he's in the bathroom and the toilet. Oh, he don't want to answer. You go to him, he's very busy. He got this commitment and that financial difficulty. I got this problem, I want this aid. No, I can't do that. He is a friend for words. He wants to encourage you, that is all. But the haqiqi, the friend in reality, is the one who will admonish you, who will help you, who will guide you, who will see that he benefits and you benefit. Remember, a friend is that one who is concerned about your akhirah. He is not concerned that you and him have a good time and do the wrong things and go to the wrong places. No, that is not a good friend. But a friend is that, he will help you to do the right things, bring you to the masjid, encourage you to enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil, encourage you towards be good to your friends and neighbors, be good to your parents. And a friend is not one who, because of your wealth and his wealth, you both combine it and go and do the wrong thing and go towards evil. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says that if you have a mutual agreement with a friend, that listen, if I do something contrary to Sharia, then you must admonish me. Similarly, if you do something contravening the Sharia, I will admonish you. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says that if you make a pact with a friend or a group of friends, that let us admonish each other. That if I do something un-Islamic, then you must tell me immediately, this is un-Islamic. And if I do something un-Islamic, admonish me that this is un-Islamic. And this must be mutual, give and take. Then he says, within 40 days, you will see for yourself the improvement in yourself and your friend. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah states that if you can't find a spiritual mentor, if you can't locate an alim, or if you can't sit in the company of an alim, or if you can't find a good friend to admonish you, then what you must do? And Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says that observe what your enemies say. Look for an enemy. The enemy, what he says, you take it in account, you take it in observation, and analyze it. Is he saying the right thing? Every time a person criticizes you, you do not have to shrug it off, you do not have to push it off. Analyze it. Sit down, think about it. Is his criticism correct? Leave aside that he does not like you, he is your enemy. Leave that aside, but see his criticism. If it's good, then reform, change. And if you look at any person, if you study the history of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the upholders of Tawheed, the Awliya Ikram, the Shuhada, the saints, the martyrs, not one of them were that. Any person, even in this age, if he proclaims the truth, if he stands firmly on the truth, if he uplifts Tawheed, if he decides to shut a shirk, if he encourages towards shunning shirk and avoiding bid'ah, if he encourages a person towards the divine, crystalline deen of Islam, then he has 101 objectives. Any person who is trying to reform, and especially I appeal to the one who is young, they brand him orthodox, fundamentalist, snob, square, everything they brand him. But when that same person goes to a drug, alcoholism and all that, then the society wants to cry. But when you are coming towards the masjid, then you have to give him the worst of things. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says that look for an enemy and observe what he's saying and change. Then he goes on to state that if you do not find a spiritual mentor, an ali, to confide in and to progress spiritually, and if you do not find a friend who can admonish you, and you do not observe the criticisms of your enemies, then what you must do? Then he said, resort to muhasabah. That before going to sleep, spend about 15 minutes of your time and analyze what have I been doing the 24 hours. What is good? What is bad? What is good for my spiritual upliftment? What is bad and detrimental for my spiritual being? Have I treated people correctly? Have I behaved properly? Have I performed my salah? What was obligatory upon me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have I done it? Sit down, meditate, contemplate, criticize yourself, analyze yourself, dissect everything, bring everything to the fore. Think about it, concentrate, ponder, and then give yourself points, or give yourself this system, that whatever good you have done, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, He has given me the ability to do that good action. And if you have done something bad, evil, wrong, contrary to Sharia, going against the law of Allah, seek forgiveness. Seek pardon. Plead before Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I've done wrong. Ya Allah, forgive me. And these four methods, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us in this age, in this time of trials and tribulation. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us here in South Africa, that the work of Dawat and Tabligh, let alone be local or national, it is now international. The Tabligh Jamaat is moving internationally. And if you look at these four things, it is found in the, it is found in the work. It is found in the work of Dawat. It is found in the work of Tabligh. And alhamdulillah, an istima is about to take place from the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, starting on the Friday, 22nd, finishing on the 25th, Monday, in Springfield, Durban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us an opportunity where the four things which Imam Ghazali rahimahullah is stating are present there. Ulama will be there. Ulama al-Rabbani will be there. Ulama al-Haq will be there to guide us, admonish us. If you go out in the Jamaat, then the friend will be there to admonish you, then the friend will be there to advise you, then the friend will be there to guide you, help you, hold your hand towards Jannah. And every second person, if he's got nothing to do, he criticizes the Tabligh Jamaat. Because it's easy. That Jamaat has got no newspaper, that Jamaat does not retaliate, that Jamaat does not counteract, that Jamaat does nothing. That he will go against someone. So when you listen to the criticism, then sincerely look at it. Is it correct or is it wrong? And when you go out to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, then you have got time at your disposal. Then you have got time. The business is away, the family is away, the wife is away, the children are away, every monetary contact is away. You are sitting and you are thinking about Allah. You are sitting and you are contemplating, why am I praying? What am I doing? In which direction am I going? Am I doing the correct thing? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I behaving well? Or am I going to the fire? So all these things, these four methods which Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, alhamdulillah, it is in this work of Dawat and Tabligh. It is in this work. And I am sure that the transport organized from this area that it must go, the brothers will go to the Ijtima. We should take opportunity. And as far as the shops are concerned, the factory is concerned, the business is concerned, before I answer that, the scholars are free, the teachers are free, there is holidays. And tomorrow maybe many shops are closed. The reason you know why we are closed. Can we not close for our own spiritual being? Can we not make some sacrifice for our own spiritual upliftment? And remember, staying in our own houses, staying in our own homes, staying in our own localities, we are spiritually stagnating. When we are medically ill, then they send us to the hospital. When we are spiritually ill, we make some movement. Allah Ta'ala will give barakah. Allah Ta'ala will bring a revolution. Allah Ta'ala will bring a change in our life. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to understand.